Welcome. I'm Nigel. Thank you for joining me on Life Lessons of Why I Love, where we remind ourselves that love starts within so it can flow outward. Love within. Today, I want to invite you into a small but powerful shift. What if honest feedback were a neighborly ritual instead of a judgment? What if giving someone truth could feel like tending a garden, gentle, steady, designed to keep doors open and preserve dignity? In this episode, we'll walk through a practical method you can use right away, a short real-life vignette, and a week-long micro-feedback challenge to practice asking, sharing, and affirming. First, why this matters. Have you ever avoided saying something because you feared making the other person defensive? Or maybe you gave feedback and watched the relationship close up like a door slammed by a gust of wind. Why does that happen? The big question I want to hold with you is simple. How can we offer truth in ways that protect the other person's dignity and keep connection alive? Pause and imagine for a moment. A neighborhood where people speak plainly, but kindly. Doesn't that sound worth practicing?
A quick personal moment. This is a short story that changed how I approach feedback. A few months back, I noticed a friend in our community group repeatedly dominating conversations. I worried that others were being silenced, and I also worried about embarrassing my friend. So I asked for permission first. I said, "Can I share something I've noticed? I care about you and our group." The friend nodded. I shared a single specific example, then affirmed what I loved about them, their passion, their commitment. The conversation was awkward at moments, sure, but it stayed tender. We both left feeling seen and respected. That little practice, asking first, shifted the whole tone. Love without, let's begin the journey. It began right there, with permission.
Now listen to an anonymized vignette I often share when I teach this. Picture two neighbors. Call them Leah and Marcus. Leah has noticed Marcus leaving his recycling bins on the curb for days. She cares about the street and also about their friendship. She says, "Marcus, can I share something I've been noticing? I appreciate that you're busy, and I wondered if we could talk about the recycling." Marcus agrees. Leah says, "Yesterday the bins were left out all day, and the wind scattered papers into our yard. I wanted to let you know, because I value our street looking cared for, and I worry about the paperwork blowing away." Then she adds, "I love how you always respond when someone needs help. You're a steady neighbor." Marcus hears the observation, not an attack, and responds, "Thank you for telling me. I didn't realize. I can put a reminder on my calendar." That short exchange, ask, share, affirm, keeps the door open, and both dignity and the relationship are preserved.
Why neighborly feedback matters? Because so often our default is correctional, pointing out flaws, insisting on change. That approach can shame, escalate, or encourage silence. Neighborly feedback flips the script. It's humble, consent-based, and restorative. It assumes the other person's goodwill while being honest about impact. It's not about winning an argument. It's about tending a relationship. Biblically and practically, the posture is the same. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you hold that as the North Star, the goal of feedback becomes mutual flourishing, not moral victory.
We have to talk about consent and safety before we give anyone a single word of feedback. A quick checklist you can read aloud to yourself before you begin. 1. Do I have permission to speak? 2. Is this the right time and place, private if needed? 3. Is the other person emotionally present, or do they seem overwhelmed? 4. Is there a power imbalance that could make this feel coercive? If the answer to any of these is no, pause, offer to schedule another time, or find a mediator. Or, if safety is a concern, seek support from a trusted leader or professional. These steps help prevent well-intended attempts from escalating into harm.
Okay, here's the heart of the episode, the three-part method. Ask, share, affirm. I'll give you scripts you can use, both faith-rooted and secular, and variants for low stakes and tense situations. Start with ask. Secular script. "Hey, do you have 2 minutes? There's something I'd love to share. May I?" Faith-rooted script. "Would you mind if I shared something I've noticed? I want to speak with love and care." Low stakes shortcut. "Quick thing. May I share?" Tense setting script, slower and softer. "I have something important to say, and I want to be respectful. Would it be okay if we talked about it later when you have a moment? Now share. Keep it specific, observable, and brief. Secular script. When I saw X happen, I felt Y because Z. Example. When our meeting ran long last week and we went over the agenda, I felt anxious because I had another commitment. Faith-rooted script. When X happened, I felt unsettled. I want us to steward our time well together. Tense setting script. I noticed X. My experience was Y. I'm sharing because I care, not to blame. Finally, affirm. Name what you value in the person and the relationship. Secular script. I value your creativity and how much you show up for our team. Faith-rooted script. I'm grateful for your gifts and for how God has used you in our group. Tense setting script. I respect you, and I want to preserve our trust. That's why I'm saying this.
A short aside. Language for very low-stakes moments. Keep it light and quick. Hey, small thing. Your email got sent with a typo. Want a quick note? For tense or high-stakes moments, slow down, amplify consent, and consider a mediator. If someone is under stress or there's a power imbalance, say supervisor to employee, do not make public corrections. Instead, I'd like to talk in private. Would you be open to that? When in doubt, prioritize safety and dignity over being right.
We also need to practice receiving feedback. The receiving script is as important as the giving script. Try this simple, listener-ready approach. Pause. Take one deep breath. Reflect. Repeat back the observation in your own words. So you're noticing X, is that right? Clarify. Ask one clarifying question if you need it. Respond. Or if you need time, say, thank you for telling me. I want to think this over. Can we revisit this tomorrow? Boundaries are allowed. If feedback feels unsafe, you can say, I appreciate you sharing, but I'm not able to engage right now. Receiving well does not mean you agree immediately. It means you preserve relationship while you process.
Now, your microfeedback challenge. This is practical and measurable. Over the next 7 days, make 3 one-on-one attempts to give or receive feedback using Ask, Share, Affirm. That could be a short, low-stakes thing. Ask a coworker about a recurring email tone, or tell a friend how their late-night texts affect your sleep. For each attempt, journal 3 quick prompts. 1. What did I ask? 2. What was the other person's response? 3. What changed in the relationship or in me? Track not to tally victories, but to notice patterns. Did your ask open the door? Did the affirm land? If any attempt felt unsafe or escalated, pause and consider mediation or pastoral support. The goal is practice and reflection, not perfection.
Before we close, a brief reflection. Who is one person you could approach this week with an ask, share, affirm? Picture the scene. What would you say for ask? How would you keep your share specific and brief? What genuine affirmation will you offer? Hold that person in your mind for a moment. Love who you are and watch the world change. Starts with these small neighborly acts.
Thank you for listening and practicing with me. If this episode helped you, consider taking the microfeedback challenge and sharing what you learned with our community. Subscribe so you don't miss the short follow-up episode, where I'll read a few anonymized listener reflections and offer coaching on tricky situations. Remember our signature line, love who you are, and watch the world change. Why I love, because we're more together.